Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
A new study finds younger consumers are spending perhaps too much time at restaurants, coffee shops, and bars. Welcome, I'm John Wardock at the Wall Street Journal. Sarah Berger from Bankrate.com joins us. She's also known as the Cash Lorette. She is out with some findings here about how millennials are spending their money these days. So, Sarah, it sounds like they're not exactly financially disciplined.
Yeah, so we found that millennials are falling victim to common financial vices, things like spending money in coffee shops and racking up bar tabs. We found that 54% of younger millennials eat out at least three times per week, and that's in comparison to just 33% of Gen Xers, 32% of baby boomers, and 25% of people in the silent generation. So we are seeing millennials kind of falling victim more so than the older generations.
Were you surprised by these findings?
I wasn't too surprised. I think that, you know, when you're young, it's kind of normal to want to go out and socialize and go out to eat and maybe spend your weekends at a bar. I'm 24 myself, so I've seen that in my own social circle. So I wasn't too surprised by these findings.
How do millennials really stack up when it comes to, say, going out for coffee? Any sense of that?
59% of Americans overall say they don't purchase any brewed coffee or tea in a typical week. However, 29% of millennials say they buy coffee at least three times per week. So we are seeing that overall Americans are doing well in that category, but millennials are more so going to coffee shops and buying and getting that kick of caffeine, but definitely paying for it.
You also mentioned bars. How are millennials doing with that bar tab?
So we found that 42% of all millennials and then 51% of millennials between the ages of 21 and 26 typically go to a bar at least once a week. And that's in comparison to 24% of Gen Xers, 19% of baby boomers, and 11% of people in the silent generation. So we are seeing them frequenting bars more so than older generations.
How are millennials doing overall compared to other generations? How would you characterize their spending habits?
I would say that they are spending more money at places like bars and restaurants, but it's kind of understandable for being young and for being kind of, you know, going out. Maybe they want to meet someone at a bar. They're going out with their friends. They probably don't have, a set home and a family structure more so than older generations who might, you know, have that let's sit down together and eat every night, the dinner table type of setting. So I think that, you know, they're not doing that great with financial vices, but it's kind of understandable. They definitely should remember, though, that, you know, your vice is truly never worth the price that you pay for it.
Eating out five times a week can also pack on some pounds.
Right, exactly. You know, the cost of fast food and a drink at a bar here and there might not seem like a lot, but those are the types of expenses that add up really fast and tend to sneak up on you and end up doing some damage to your budget overall.
And your waistline.
Yeah, and your waistline. Very true.
Sarah Berger with us. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Sarah, what advice do you have for these millennials out there who like to go to coffee shops, like to go to bars, like to eat out a lot?
I would say that if you struggle with self-control when it comes to these expenses, put yourself on a strict budget and allocate specific dollar amounts that you allow yourself to spend on your vice per week or per month. I think that if you try and cut out all alcohol or all, you know, restaurants completely, that might not be realistic. Instead, I would emphasize spending in moderation and putting yourself on a strict budget. I think envelope budgeting is a good approach for budgeting for these vices because it's visible, it's simple. Once you're out of that money in that envelope, you're done for the week or the month. And so definitely spend in moderation, put yourself on a budget, and follow those, track those expenses pretty closely.
I also thought this was the generation that is saddled with a lot of student debt. So where are they getting money to hit the coffee bar or the bar?
Right. I think it's just a matter of prioritizing a little bit better, and having that self-control and not falling into bad habits and bad patterns, and make your money work for you. Stash it in, you know, a high yield savings account or invest it. Compounding interest adds up fast, and you can turn that $20 you spend on coffee a week into much more if you put it in the right spot and watch it grow.
Sarah Berger, also known as the Cash Lorette, joining us from Bankrate.com with the latest findings. Sarah, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
And this has been Your Money Matters. I'm John Wardock at The Wall Street Journal.
Ambition comes with earbuds. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.